you turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither no limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kusinek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau supply for raging men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging and asked to stay. She sighed like with the wonder kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh, like with the wonder kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. It is a Crash Course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. And today we have Crow Follow in the studio. Trying to get my music bed going, but for some reason it's not. So I'll try and figure that out during the first song. Let's hear some Crow Follow with the song Doom Buggy. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Well, the world's on fire. Are you staying alive? The world's on fire. Don't you just wanna drive? the doom buggy.
WMFO in Medford, and today we have Crow Follow in the studio. They're already here.
Hello.
Hi guys.
We are here.
How's it going? We have Agent Judy.
Yes.
And Tim Sprague. You're both Spraggs, right?
That's true.
Are you married?
We are.
Yeah.
It's legal. Hardly anyone ever asks, and we don't emphasize.
Well, I figured either married or brother and sister.
Okay, fair. But no.
Where are you guys from?
I grew up in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
During, lots of protests and all of that stuff. That
sure.
influenced me. I went to a lot of free concerts as a kid.
Fun.
Yeah, it was, actually. Yeah, we got to see things.
You from there too, Tim?
No, I grew up in Brooklyn. And then I came up here for school. And I left for a while. I went to San Fran for a while. But I came up for school, and I realized that nothing that I'd studied in school was really going to work for me too good.
Uh-huh.
So I studied film, but then I realized that it was a lot cheaper to play rock and roll.
Okay.
I wrote some songs with a buddy of mine, Charlie, and then we played one gig at the Rat, and Charlie was like, I don't want to do this. Too much chaos. I can't figure out what's going on, and then it happens.
Yeah.
But I wanted to keep writing, so I had to teach myself how to play guitar.
What was the name of that band you played at the Rat?
The first band was the Mustache Girls.
Okay.
We played one gig at the Rat. And then basically I became a bar chord chopper and just taught myself how to play.
Yeah.
And went through 1,000 really bad bands until
What school
they got
did you
better.
Go to?
Harvard.
You went to Harvard?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
They let him out too.
They let me out too.
What was your major?
Well, they call it visual and environmental studies because they don't have enough guts to call it art. Because the idea of actually getting your hands dirty mm-hmm. and doing something and calling it art is not really their thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to real art school.
Nice. Was that in Washington, D.C.?
No. Well, I went there briefly to took courses at the Corcoran, but I went to the museum school. Well, first I went to BU and tried to be a classical painter, which didn't go well. And then I came back to Boston, went down to D.C. That was the era when, like, I was going to clubs and listening to music since I was 14 down there.
Yeah.
You know, nobody, ID, what's an ID? You know,
right.
It wasn't a thing. But then I came up here and went to art school again at the museum school where I graduated and had a lot of fun at the museum school. And that was the punk days.
Very nice. True artists. And you're working on your second album,
is there a way to
huh?
be a false
yeah,
artist?
We self-produced our... Well, we put out the first one, Red Velvet Radio, ourselves. And
we're coming up on the anniversary. It was September 30th.
Yes, you just heard a song from that album called Doom Buggy.
That was a collaboration with Linnea's Garden that Tim basically produced in his office with recordings that Linnea sent.
She's very cool, yeah.
It was all during COVID.
Yeah, that was a collaboration during COVID. We just had to do something. So that song we did mostly in the box, and then Ethan DeSalt mixed it at New Alliance
mm-hmm.
Audio. And we've done a lot of work with him. He did most of the work on, or virtually all the work, as far as recording goes, aside from that, on Red Velvet Radio. And we're with him again. We're working with him again. And we just met Todd and Lisa Erickson from Rock Garden Records, and they're interested. They were interested, so we're putting out our next single with them. We're mm-hmm. very excited about that.
Yeah.
And it's called In Between, and that's going to come out October 13th.
Okay.
But in the meantime...
At the Lizard Lounge, where I've never played. I'm so excited.
I'll try and make that one.
Oh, that would be a one to make. Yeah, it'll be fun.
And Crow Follow will be playing September 10th.
Yep.
With the Thigh Scrapers and State of the Union at the Worthen Attic in Lowell.
That is this coming Sunday.
Yeah, well, not tomorrow,
no,
but the Sunday
sorry,
after.
Today's Saturday.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow.
Track.
And that's a matinee tomorrow. Show. We're really excited. We were scheduled to play at the Worthen, and there was various logistic hiccups. But we're really glad that we're getting a chance to play there because it's a very cozy room.
Yep.
And
you guys are bringing drums, right?
Yeah, we're bringing drums.
Sounds good.
Well,
and the sounds great.
We'll negotiate the details on that off the air, but we're definitely bringing the kit. Maybe not. Maybe you're going to need a crash stand.
Okay. Oh, I said bring breakables. Is that a breakable?
It's negotiable, yeah. Okay. I mean, we're going to bring the whole kit, but you probably need a crash stand.
Okay.
Isn't this great? If you ever wondered what people talk about when they're organizing gigs.
Yeah, this is it. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And you guys
love
are gonna...
MFO.
Thank you. You going to play a couple songs for us?
Well, we could do that. We have the first single coming out. We're going to play afterwards, but first we're going to start with the single that will actually be released second on December 9th, which is the day after my birthday. Happy
birthday. We're going to drop that at a party at the Square Root.
Sounds fun.
So, but this one, this one's going to come. We're going to play the second one first and the first one second.
Okay.
So that's how that's going to go.
Is that all you're doing today is two songs? Or?
Yeah. We could do another, but...
What's that, Judy?
We have a third we could do if you want
but,
it.
Yeah, whatever works.
Let's do three.
Okay.
If you want to, Tim.
Yeah, I'm okay. Let's see how this works.
Okay.
This is acoustic, which if you play electric, you know that acoustic is...
Yeah. I'm not exactly your average folkie.
Kind of scary,
but we'll
really
give it a
beautiful.
Whirl. Okay, this one's called Dig It. It was written by Agent Judy, and it's coming out as a single on December 9th. Ready?
I'm not talking to the gardener anymore. I'm not talking to the gardener anymore. I'm planting my own seeds. They're likely to succeed. Give me all I need. I'm not talking to that gardener anymore.
Dig it now.
We're gonna have to make our way. Dig it loud. If you've got a thing to say, dig it deep. You know it can be done. Dig for real. Be brave and come along. All the water that we need is rushing in. All the water that we need is rushing in. We can sink or we can swim, flood or flow serene. Ride the changes in. All the water that we need is rushing in. I am keeping hope alive. Don't stop breathing. There's another side. It has been seeming like a bumpy ride. We still say keep on keeping hope alive.
Woo! Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good. What's that one called?
That one's called Dig It, and it's coming out in December. This one is the single. It's called In Between, and this is coming out in October 13th. We're dropping that one at the Lizard Lounge, and we're going to be playing with Linda's band, Girl with the Hawk.
Okay,
and we're also playing with Emily Grogan Band that night.
So also good friends.
Very good.
It's going to be old home week.
Sweet night. So this one's got a bunch of poetry and stuff in it. We'll see how it goes, all right?
All right.
Woo! You ready with your special effects?
I think so. Does it sound effective?
Sounds good.
Okay, good. Effect-y? All right.
All right.
Oh, let's try it again. Live radio.
Okay. Rose petals feed the fire. Chalk it up to experience, bringing on desire and a multitude of variants.
Always figured it would come to this. There's a van on fire in the middle of the bloody bridge. Two riders silhouetted on the ridge. They're turning their horses, turning their horses. Feels like I'm falling in between. Feels like I'm falling in between.
In between.
In between.
Walk to the edge of the mall. Look down upon your reflection. The ice is cracking. Come closer. Trace metals dust the pyre. Veils of woven filament, bringing on desire and a multitude of elements.
Black horses falling through thin ice, shattering glass breaking through a thin disguise. Every breath of vapor you breathe in. Watery worlds where it all begins. Feels like I'm falling in between. Feels like I'm falling in between. In between. In between.
To the top of the hill, look up upon the galaxy. Stars are shining. Come closer.
Feels like I'm falling in between. Feels like I'm falling in between.
In between.
In between. Feels like I'm falling in between. Feels like I'm falling in between. In between. In between.
Walk to the edge of the marsh. Look out upon the horizon. The future is moving. Come closer.
In between?
Yeah, yes. In between. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Imagine it with Johnny Keegan's wild sax.
Oh, yeah.
And Carolyn Jean Carella's. Oh,
we had some mad guests in the studio for that song. We had Kelly Knapp from the Darlings sang harmonies on it. Mm-hmm. And Nick Paragio, who's in Captain Vampire. He's like this avatar of chaos. And he's actually an incredibly talented trumpet player.
Okay.
And he came in and he blew like this beautiful lines and a wonderful solo for that. So it's, yeah, it's like a big layer cake, that one.
So the rest of the band and them and us.
Who will be joining you at the Worth and Attic?
No one, just us. Like, you know, we're just coming off of a kind of a shortish, like a month or a month
and
a half.
John Keegan won't be.
Who will be there?
The band.
I'm sorry, the band.
What members? Say hello.
Well, John Keegan on saxophone, Barry Sax,
yep.
The big man.
Ramona Lori Herboldsheimer is our stellar drummer who we adore. She comes together with Monkey, who is our band mascot, the cutest dog alive. I will fight with anyone.
We'll probably let him in the water then.
And the secret sauce of the band is definitely Carolyn Jean Corella, who's playing bass with us now. And she is, like, totally transformed.
She's been with us for, like, 3 years now. I don't think she's new anymore.
No, she really transformed the band when she jumped in.
That's true.
And,
it's a formula, you know, a band. It's a formula, and every time you change, something about the sound changes, of course, you know. We loved our other bass player, too, but it was different.
So we're speaking to Crow Follow, and what we were just talking about is we're going to play at the Worthen Attic, their band, Crow Follow, and State of the Union, and my band, the Thigh Scrapers.
Yay.
We'll be all starts at 4 o'clock, September 10th.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a party.
Worthen Attic and Lowell.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they have lovely food, and the people are delightful. Parking's easy.
That's what everyone says, yeah.
It's just it's really the nicest place. It's worth a few minutes extra drive.
Sure.
Once you get there, it's smooth, like velvet.
So would you like another tune? Or?
Sure, one more.
This was the last one on the record Red Velvet Radio that came out, indie style. And it's called Brambles. And okay, I'm just gonna do it.
Okay.
We're just gonna do it. Well, here's your British cigarettes, here's your thyme, and here's your wine. Here's your night train running through the brambles and the brine. Well, I left you at the station. I left you under wraps. I left you at the border with your bottles and your caps. Now here's your shadow on a mossy garden wall. Here's the sound of thunder and hear the cannonball. This is the part where Johnny goes crazy. Well, here's your ballet silhouettes. Here's your dime and here's your crown. Here's your jet plane piercing through the golden candy mine. Well, I left you at the station. I saw you walk away. In that certain slant of sunlight comes on at the break of day. Now here's your shadow on a mossy garden wall. Here's the sound of thunder and hear the cannonball. Well, there's your night train running through the brambles and the brine. There's your night train running through the brambles and the brine. There's your night train running through the brambles and the brine. There's your night train running through the brambles and the brine. Thank you, Brian.
Very good.
Thanks, guys.
Brambles.
Whoever's out there listening, we love you.
Brambles by Crew Follow. So you guys have some other shows coming up. You want to plug those?
Yeah. Why does my brain go blank whenever that happens? Okay, so September 10th, we are at the Worthen with Thigh Scrapers and State of the Union. And then the 17th, we're actually doing a nighttime show, and that's going to be at Electric Haze, which is in Worcester.
Okay.
And we're playing with the amazing Sapling and the amazing Tisk Tisk Task.
Oh,
a couple
of them,
super iconoclastic bands. If you haven't seen Sapling live, you got to do it. They're just like the most amazing,
squad. Honestly, it's a whole nother thing. They're beautiful.
So and that's September 17th at Electric Haze in Worcester. And then the 24th of September, we're up in at Gino's Rock Club. In Maine. It'll be the first time we're up there. And we're playing up there with Smitty Smitty and Little Billy Lost. That's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, they should bring some people.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. September 28th. That's my birthday, too. So it's going to be a special
busy
treat.
In September.
Yeah.
We are, yeah. We took about half of July and all of August off. And we spent time kind of regrouping and, you know, just taking a break and writing.
Finishing the record.
Stuff, finishing the finishing the two singles.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're done now. So the two that we just played, Dig
Very
It,
good.
And
yeah, when are those coming out again?
October 13th.
In Between is coming out on October 13th at Electric. At the Lizard Lounge.
Yes. Yep.
We should bring a list, right, and tape it to the table.
Sure.
Is that what advanced rock stars do?
I think so.
I'm still in Rockstar 101, so...
Me too.
You know. that'll be at the Lizard, which will be really special night.
I'll try and make it.
And then the second single is coming out December 9th at the Square Root.
That one's my birthday present, because my birthday is December 8th.
So sounds great.
We like birthdays.
And like they said, September 10th.
Yep.
They'll be playing at the Worthen Attic in Lowell. I'll be there with my band, the Thigh Scrapers, and State of the Union will be there. Anything else to plug, guys?
We're good.
No, not to plug.
I just want to...
The local scene, yeah. I could plug the scene. I could say that music in Boston is on fire in a way that I have seen before, but not for a while. It's like it comes in waves. And we're at the coming up to the height of a really important and amazing bunch of music in the Boston area. And if you haven't been getting out to see local music and you kind of want to give it a try, I really encourage you to come on out. Because when you come see local music, you get to meet the people playing it. You get to hang out. It's always fun. It fills my heart with warm things. And every time I go, I pinch myself and think, how can we be so fortunate to be living surrounded by all this incredible art and music?
Very good, Judith.
There you go. That's my plug.
Sounds great. Okay, the Crew Follow. Check them out for yourself at those dates coming up. And you guys got anything else to plug?
Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you.
Really appreciate being here.
Thanks
I
for coming in.
I can't wait for the
and,
show.
Yeah, I'm just so grateful for all the people that have supported us along the way. The people that are on Mark Skin Radio have been really helpful to us.
Bumblebee Radio
has been really helpful to us.
Some guy in France.
And, you know, I want to thank Justine Kovalt Spirit.
Sure.
Because when we were putting out our first record, we weren't on her label, but she gave us a lot of really good advice on how to do it, how to go about it. And she was always really generous with her knowledge. And I think my goal in life is to be a conduit, not a filter.
Sounds good, Tim. Yeah, rest in peace,
yeah.
Justine Kovalt.
Much missed. She is very missed.
Okay, well, I'll start up another Crow Follow song.
All right.
We haven't heard The Ride of Our Lives, have we?
Not today.
No, not today.
Okay, we'll play that one. We'll take a couple of pictures.
Awesome.
Okay,
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Crow Follow.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a Crash Course for the Reavers show.
I'm so ready for the fall, so ready for the rain, so ready for the chance to get back up again. I'm so ready for the fall, so ready for the rain, so ready for the chance to get back up.
She comes ahead, she's like a rat. Shoot!